Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Teaser, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Enter to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all precious, stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip hop.
World, it's your boy Vic XL. This is Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip hop and everyday life. Man, let's get into it. I always got to start the show by saying one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, our FM radio home for the past 15 plus years. Definitely holding down the 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. slot Thursday night, Friday morning. Thank you guys so much for putting up with me and everything negative that I've brought to the table, because I've definitely been a handful for 15 years, but y'all guys have stuck in with me and gave me a platform. Not saying I've brought anything negative, but from time to time, you know, it's like being married. Sometimes, you know, we're moody, and I'm one of those type of people. Sometimes I'm a brat, and I want my way. So, again, one time for the good people over at WRFG, 89.3 FM Atlanta. We've been holding down the Thursday night, Friday morning slot from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. for the past 15-plus years, and I love every single one of you guys who work very, very hard on that platform. Got to say one time for the good people over at Live365.com. All right, for those who don't know, Live365.com, they are the internet's oldest and longest running streaming site. All right? Oldest and longest running streaming site. Now, what they do over at Live365.com, you know, a lot of small wireless radio stations, when the laws were changed, had a problem being able to transmit on the internet and make their shows available or their stations available on the internet. Well, what Live365 done was they allowed people to be a part of their platform for a royalty fee each and every month. Now, their royalty fee goes towards royalties for artists and their music being played on each and every individual station. All right, I'm proud to announce that we partnered up with Live365 and launched our very own internet radio station, Ride 95. That's spelled RIDE, the number 9, the number 5. All right, we partnered up and launched with them a year ago, and we've had a large amount of success. I'm very, very proud to be a proud partner with Live365. For all those who want to listen to our station, it's very easy. All you got to do is visit Live365.com, go to their directory or their search engine, type in Ride 95. You can click on our station logo, and you'll have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Or if you want to check them out via your mobile device, you can download the Live365 app. Once you download the app, go to the search engine, type in Ride, that's RIDE, the number 9, the number 5. Click on the station logo, and you have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We got some great original programming, some great DJs who's been aboard with us the entire time, giving you the latest in mixes. And, man, make sure you lock us in and check us out. All right, we're what's next in hip hop, R&B, and country rap tunes. Okay? All right. Now, got to say one time for our longtime partner and sponsor, the good people over at Liquor Lollipops. All right. Now, we've been rocking with Liquor Lollipops for over a year also, man. Amazing minority-based company. One time for my man, Javier. Okay. Now, Liquor Lollipop's a premium hard candy designed to taste like your favorite alcoholic beverage. All right. Now, if you like gin on the juice, sex on the beach, if you like the savory taste of your favorite alcoholic beverage wrapped up into one hard candy, then Liquor Lollipop's is for you. Make sure you visit them at LiquorLollipops.com. That's LiquorLollipops.com. Find out about their 15-plus flavors. Find out how you can become a brand ambassador. Find out how you can enjoy the savory taste of Liquor Lollipop's premium hard candy. Or find out how you can have Liquor Lollipop's at your next event or party. And make sure you tell them Vic XL and the Riding Dirty Show sent you. Okay? All right. So I've told you about the good people over at RFG. I've told you about the good people over at Live 365. And I've told you about our sponsor, LiquorLollipops.com. Now it's time for me to do what I enjoy doing most, and that's bring you the people on the street, the people with a story to tell, the people that are changing this world for a better place, whether it's second by second, minute by minute, or hour by hour, or day by day. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Riding Dirty Platform, artist Shanae Hampton. How you doing today, ma'am?
I'm wonderful. And yourself, Big XL?
I'm doing great. It's cold. I seen a little snow flurries earlier this morning. But other than that, man, I'm so blessed to be on this side of the dirt.
Yes, sir. I saw the same thing. That's why I said I'm keeping myself inside today.
I've been, you know what, I work at night, so I messed around, and the weather is so weird, but I got my house so snug and warm that I almost slept the entire day.
Ooh.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. All right, so the first thing I want to do is say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time to come on the show.
No, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, now, let's get into the life of Miss Shanae Hampton. Or would you like to be called She?
Shay. Shay is my stage name.
Shay. You know, I knew that little hyphen was there. I'm from Deep South, so I tend to tear names up. And I see the little hyphen, I'm looking directly at it, and I'm like, is it Shay? You know, hey, man, don't blame my tongue, not my heart. But do you prefer Shanae or Shay?
Shay. Shay, that's my adopted name. I got that when I was in Oakland. Well, everybody deems me Shay, so I went by it ever since.
All right. So, Shay, let's get into it. Let's take people into a brief journey in the life of Shay. First thing, let the people know where you're from.
Originally, I'm from San Jose, California, born and raised in the Bay Area. But now I reside in Decatur, Georgia.
Aren't you in Decatur? Whoa, it's greater.
Yes, sir.
All right, I got to ask. My first question when I hear that is, what took you from the West Coast to Decatur, Georgia?
Well, honestly, money. I actually have a daytime job. I work for Verizon Wireless as a regulatory engineer. And the opportunity presented itself, and the money looked right. And I said, hey, why not Georgia? You know, Atlanta is where it's popping and where it's at. So I just decided to take flight.
All right, the first thing I say is one time for Verizon, I've definitely been a customer for years. Y'all got the best service in the world.
Yes.
All right, so let's go back. Let's go back. Let's walk in time. What was it like in California growing up on the West Coast?
You know, I loved it. California is very diverse. You have lots of different cultures there. You know, a lot of big artists from there, E-40, Keisha Cole, Snoop Dogg, Tupac, you know, so it was just amazing just living in a diverse place. Especially for people like me of our color, chocolate, you know, it's very, very dibbles and dabbles of us out there. So you can imagine coming here to Atlanta, I'm really excited just to be amongst my people.
All right, now, what was your introduction to the music business?
Introduction to the music business, when I was in high school, I worked with a lot of rappers in the Bay Area, a lot of them local artists. I grew up predominantly, however, singing in the church. My family, they're a big singing family. I have uncles that play piano. You know, my mom, my auntie sing. They had actually an album, Sacred Soul Singers, So it was a gospel album, and I just grew up listening to them sing, and my ear caught their different sounds, and it just helped me to develop my own. But jumping into the music business itself, it started with hip-hop, started with rap.
All right. Now, growing up, and you mentioned a lot of artists, who were some of the local artists you got a chance to work with? I'm very abreast with a lot of local scenes in different areas. Like, who were some of the artists you worked with? And I know the Yay area, that sounds a little different. So tell me what growing up around that sound was, and do you know how to ghost ride a whip?
You know, I did do a little donuts and ghost ride the whip in high school. You know, that was kind of the thing we would do is, you know, after school we would sneak off, listen to some E-40 and just go to some parking lot and, we would ride 30. I worked with J-Lo with Aggravated Assault. It was a local rap group that came up at the time of Three Times Crazy. But that was predominantly who I worked with. And then from there, I worked with Khalid Anur. He was both a promoter and a producer in the Bay Area. He worked with tons of people as well. Through family, I actually connected with Angel, who is a brother of Christian, which is it was like an R&B group back in the day, and they had a song called Uncle Smoke. I don't know if you remember
there was actually probably the first R&B group ever signed to Rockefeller.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, so I actually had enjoyed, you know, hanging out with people like that. And also I just met people who I'm working with now, but I met people then who were more Atlanta based. Playa Poncho, I don't know if you know him, but they
what's up, what's
were
up?
With
Soco. What's
Def.
Up, what's
yeah.
up?
Yeah. Soco Def, Base All Stars with Def Jam. Not Def Jam, but with Jermaine Dupri's label, So Def. At the time when I was a youngster, I was still trying to get my feet wet. I didn't know much about the business at the time, so it was really, you know, really hard for me, especially as a female. You had a very large male presence at that time in the industry, and sometimes, you know, as a female in the industry, they want you to do things to get, you know, to the top, and I just wasn't willing to do those type of things, so it took me a while.
All right, so you have some morals and integrity, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I commend that. Also, you have an acting background. Talk a little bit about your acting background.
Yes, so I did a lot of stage plays. This was later in my 20s, and that was through the Berklee College of Music in Berklee, California. So people like Whoopi Goldberg would perform and actually came up through that theater. So it was very nice. I got to be in a stage play called Sparkle, which is based on the movie with Irene Cara. And I was able to play a role where I sang Jim Dandy, which is a song that's in that that play or that movie. But that is where I got my acting, and then as well, I did some other stage plays through Berklee, where, you know, I actually got to embed some of my songs that I was working on at the time. So it was really fun, and, you know, love acting, and especially that world.
All right, which do you prefer, the acting side of things or the studio recording side of things?
You know, in between. I like both, but I mean, my heart is always going to be with music. My heart is always going to be with singing. That's my love and my joy. Absolutely.
All right. Now, if you had to compare Shay to other singers, or if people compare you to other singers or entertainers in the business, who would come to mind?
Honestly, Mary J. Blige. A lot of people have compared me to Mary J. Blige. They say that I have more of that soulful sound. And then Mary J. Blige also is, you know, hip hop too. So I'm in that in between where I'm not completely R&B. I'm more in between R&B and hip hop. And so that speaks Mary J. Blige, pretty much. And she's one of my favorites, by the way.
Okay, and you know what? She's an accredited actress as well. So, hey, that's a great person to be compared to or pattern yourself after. One time for Mary J. Blige.
Absolutely.
All right, so now, growing up with a mother that was a gospel singer, were you ever swayed in any way, or how did your mom view or your family view you that you didn't take the gospel route?
You know, I know that there was a little bit of tug and pull there. You know, I always loved gospel. It was always something that I enjoyed doing. But I also enjoyed singing about life. And I guess in the Christian world, that's considered more secular. But but I believe that everything comes from a divine inspiration. You know, God gives us talents for reasons. And sometimes me singing about a story or an experience that I went through could possibly help somebody else, you know. And so it was like, again, a struggle, you know, but I went with my heart. I went with what I enjoyed doing, and that was, you know, singing about my experiences. And, you know, gospel, again, is always there, but that was my love right there.
Okay. How do you feel about women in the industry in 2021? It seems women are definitely doing their thing on the hip hop side, but sometimes it seems to be a little overly sexed. How do you feel about where women are in 2020, and what's your stance?
You know, I actually feel that it's very over sexualized. You know, I understand why a lot of women do it, you know, because it's going to be more appealing, unfortunately. But, you know, as far as where I stand, I've always been more of that person who leaves my moral compass to be genuine. I want to be that good, pure heart. And that's something I also embed in my music. Now, where, you know, I might sing about things that are sexual, when you see me in a video or you see me, you know, in front of a television screen or something, it's not going to be me butt naked, you know, or you're not going to see Shanae or Shay shaking her room. You ain't going to see my booty shaking everywhere. But, you know, I understand women do it. And another piece of me, too, I look at African culture, and I know that that's something that it has just always been in African culture to not really have clothes on. And so I think it's something embedded in our DNA a little bit too, you know. but I think now it's just become sexualized, and that's what makes it something that deters me from wanting to have that particular persona. But my stance definitely is I want to bring consciousness back into music. I want to bring love back into music. You know, everything is sex, 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 and love is where it's at. Love is what we need right now. Definitely in this generation. So I'm going to push that.
No doubt. No doubt. Love is definitely what we need because we're going through some really, really crazy times. If you had to compare the West Coast to Atlanta when it comes to opportunities for independent artists, how would you compare it?
I would say Atlanta has actually a lot more, at this point in time, it has a lot more opportunities. There are a lot of, you know, entrepreneurs now who are, you know, giving platforms to independent artists here versus in California. It's very hard to get pushed out there. Particularly, I feel like Hollywood has a control over the music industry in general. And so that's what makes it a little harder in California. So it's more of a competition, I feel, in California versus Atlanta. Atlanta, they are pushing people, you know, they're pushing artists, they're giving artists the opportunities to, you know, play their music, and where California, it's a little bit harder to get heard.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about some of your releases. I know you're re-releasing a project. Let's talk a little bit about that project.
Yes, Rain on My Shine. So about 10 years ago, I had this push. It was a little bit after Michael Jackson had passed away that something inside of me just said, I have to live my dreams. You know, life is short. And I had to push out an album. There was just everything in me said, do it. And at the time, I was doing a lot of stage plays as well, as mentioned, and that gave me also extra inspiration to write. So some of the people who I was acting with at the time, I told them, hey, I'm working on this album, this project, invited some of them to come and sing on the album or rap on the album. And so we all kind of put the project together and came out with Rain on My Shine. Right at the height of me pushing that album out, I actually got pregnant. And I had to make that decision of, you know, whether I wanted to continue in promoting my music or if I wanted to just do what I felt was right and be a mom, give my daughter a chance to have somewhat of a childhood. And so I kind of pulled the project and I, you know, chose my daughter instead of my music.
Okay. How is it juggling motherhood, a work life, and pursuing music and entertainment?
It's rough. It's hard, but, you know, now that she's a little bit older, you know, I also have a son, Tassan. He's older as well. And it's a little bit easier now because, you know, one, I feel, you know, I have a lot more support. And then two, you know, I feel like I've given them their fair chance at, you know, kind of growing with me. And then I'm going to take them into this next phase of my life, you know, with the music, you know, because they're very, very great kids. But as far as work life and just music, it's hard to juggle, but I'm managing somehow just by having support from, you know, different people. And then as well, I'm with an organization called the Hip Hop Fraternity. Where they're, you know, allowing me to push my music as well by, you know, giving me access to, you know, Hype Magazine, for instance, Coalition DJs. And there's just a whole bunch of different platforms that I have access to. So it's great to have that support as an artist, especially with juggling all the things that I have to juggle.
Okay. Do you see your kids pursuing music?
Yes. My son, Tassan, he's a rapper. He goes by the rap name Ten Savvy. And he hasn't actually put out a major project yet, but that's something that's up and coming. We're creating a record label together, myself and my son, Preppy Thug LLC. And my son is going to be the main artist on that label. So you stay tuned for him. He is going to be on this album as well with me. So the album is going to launch March 15th. It's called Love Conscious, and look out for Ten Savvy on Tabs in the Club.
All right, real quick, tell us how to find your son on social media. I'm going to check him out. I'm going to look out for him.
Yes, you can follow him. He's on IG. It's at Ten Savvy. That's T-N-S-A-V-Y.
That's T-N-S-A-V-Y.
T-N-T-E-N and then S-A-V-Y.
All right, I'm gonna definitely check him out. All right, now speaking of social media, how has social media, and we definitely live in a social media era, how has social media changed or influenced or helped you in your musical journey?
A lot. You know, I attribute a lot to Steve Jobs. I think what he did with Apple and iTunes was an excellent marketing idea for music, and it just really opened up a big big opportunity for independent artists like myself, you know, to be able to now distribute through, you know, CD Baby or TuneCore or various online stores. It's just really, really wonderful. So I love the fact that now through YouTube and, you know, Facebook, Instagram, everyone has that opportunity. You have that control to push out your art. You have the opportunity to push out your works. And so it's been a great advantage for me.
Okay. All right. So we're about to play this record called Feelings, and I totally, totally, really, really dig this record. Tell me a little bit about it.
So Feelings came about, well, I had feelings for somebody. I have feelings for somebody that I was digging, and I wrote the song more or less to impress that person. And I don't know if that went over so well, but I think I came on a little too strong. You know, when somebody writes a song about you, I can imagine that's probably a lot. But it was just, you know, I wrote about how I was feeling about this person, and I found a beat by Wishmaster Beats out of Tennessee. He's a Grammy-nominated, award-winning Grammy-nominated producer, and he produces beats for Tech N9ne, Nelly, but the music just fit my lyrics, and so I just had to put that into motion. But that's where it came from.
So the person, they didn't appreciate the song?
You know, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. But that's all right, you know. That's okay.
Man, that's terrible. That's terrible. Who doesn't appreciate having a song wrote about them? Man, even if someone wrote a diss record about me, I would appreciate the attention.
Right, you would think.
I would
yeah,
play
that didn't happen.
Even if if you diss me, I would play it over and over. It would start my morning off. It would let me know that I'm on the right track because I'm on somebody's mind. What the heck?
Right.
Well, you know what? Forget that person. They lost out. They missed.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. Moving on.
All right. So look. Let the people know how to find you on the World Wide Web, and then I want to get into this song, Feelings. Is Feelings going to be on the re-release of your project, or how can people find it as well?
So Feelings is out now actually on every platform, from iHeartRadio. You can find it on YouTube, Apple Music, iTunes, just anywhere. Just type in Google Shea Feelings. Don't forget the accent over the E, though.
Okay.
But, yeah, definitely, if you want to find me on IG, it's at Shea Hampton. That's S-H-E Hampton. That's on IG. And then for Facebook, you could just find me at Shea Hampton as well.
All right, Ms. Shea. We're both in the ATL area. If you ever have events going on, please invite us out. I'll definitely come check you out. And, man, gas face to that person who didn't appreciate having a dope song wrote about them. I hope they're somewhere alone and cold.
well, thank you, Big XL. I appreciate that.
And again, appreciate you for coming on the platform, and take us out by introducing your record.
Absolutely. Yes, this is Shay, and you are now going to listen to Feelings.
Appreciate it, Mom.
Appreciate you. Love you.
All right. Stay warm and keep writing those dope
you
songs
too.
About people.
All right, I will.
You too. All right. Peace.
All right. Peace out.
Together we'll fly. The silence got me. Ooh, hi, yeah. Mind on you. Oh, your cups and butterflies. Can't stop imagining you between my thighs. It's off of you. Yeah, baby, it's crystal clear. My erotic desires, I cannot hide. You're so real.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Time's a ticking. If we don't take advantage of this, what are we missing? Cause all I can do is think about us kissing. You got me craving you, baby.
Hampton, y'all definitely follow her on all her social medias and make sure you check out the record Feelings. All right, it's your boy Vic XL. This is the Ride and Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip hop and everyday life. We'll see you guys tomorrow with another dope interview. All right, peace.
This is definitely white boy rap, because now you have country rap media covering these diss records, all the reactors who react, who do reactions on Adam Records and Ryan Records and Rod Nash Records, all these reactors now are doing reactions on these records, which is cool. You know, it's just pub for them, but it's definitely white boy rap. It ain't got nothing to do with country rap. It's white boy rap.
Right.
Now, I really wanted to send you, I really wanted me and you to talk about it, because I want to know, in your minds, when you hear them, who you think got it. Because you like a diss record or two. They are very necessary. And you know what I don't like about country rap right now? All the country rappers, this, first of all the country rappers know what it is with hip hop, right? They know what the fuck it is with hip hop. You know what it is with hip hop. Hip hop is an animal, and dissing is part of the animal called hip hop. That's my opinion.
Okay,
so knowing that about hip hop, and knowing it's a competitive industry, it's gonna always be dissing. And I hate all these fucking country fans who be on, why we just can't get along? And why y'all acting like this? I hate that shit. Hey man, in hip hop, it's gonna always be a nigga with that smoke, bro. It's like sports. It's going to always be somebody coming for your so-called proclaimed crown. And I just feel, huh?
Everybody in the game is striving to be the best. I mean, everybody should be bragging and boasting that they are the best. So that's basic hip-hop right there. If anybody's taking issue with that, they don't know hip-hop.
I just feel like, man, y'all, man, fuck all that shit. If a nigga goddamn, like, you know, if a motherfucker want to take a shot at Katie Noel or Savannah Dexter or whatever the K may be, man, it's just hip-hop. Fuck all that. We country rap and we don't do that shit over here. y'all goddamn learn this shit from watching hip hop. So stop acting that way. And stop acting like